Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Welcome to another week, NFL week number three with Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Gailey, joined by Megan Connolly, who's looking gorgeous, and I believe coming to us from a hotel room.
That is right. I am in the beautiful city of Stamford, Connecticut, and gorgeous is very kind. This is yesterday's hair. But I appreciate the compliment. So thank you very much. The lighting is great. I have this beautiful window that our listeners cannot see that's given us some natural light. And then I got a little front light, too, going on. How you doing, Megan? You had a big win this week.
Oh, yeah. My lighting is bad. I'm backlit, but I did get blinds. And so I am very excited about that. We came back from Vegas. I was in Vegas for 7 days. And that's...
Which is a death sentence for many.
Yes. 7 days with an infant. Could you call Child Protective Services on me? Absolutely. You'd be well within your rights. Luckily, he never went down to the strip. He was out in Henderson. So he has not developed a gambling problem. But oof, that seventh day, I was walking through the MGM to go to my last show. And I thought, I think I've lost my mind. I don't have a concept of where I am, what's going on. I feel like I was like everyone was a different version of the same person. It was really wild. And then I got back to LA, drove back, went straight to a memorial service. So, you know, I'm still catching my breath, but I'm really happy to be back home. And I found a little loophole in my not going to watch the Colts anymore. Because I was driving back from Vegas and I listened to them on the radio.
And I think they actually play better when you are not watching.
I think so too.
The Colts, that is our headline of the week. The Colts defeated the unstoppable Kansas City Chiefs. We're not going to talk about how the Kansas City Chiefs should have maybe won it and how they maybe were the better team and how Matt Ryan looked terrible because it doesn't matter. Megan Gailey's Colts got a win against Patrick Mahomes, and it looks like there's trouble in paradise because Patrick Mahomes and Bieniemy were getting into a little spat on the field there. So there might be some problems there, and we're going to get into that on this episode of Megan Fun of Sports. But I think we shall begin where we always begin. With our morons of the week, I know you were in Vegas. You probably saw a lot of morons. Let's hear it.
Okay, so my moron of the week is actually coming out of the great state of Louisiana right now. It is former Baylor women's basketball head coach, current LSU women's basketball head coach, Kim Mulkey, who was asked...
Time out. I know her.
You do?
I know her. Yes.
Okay. Well,
her son played on the Cape Cod Baseball League team that I was an intern for, and she showed up at many of games and was very animated in the stands.
Yes. No, I love her look. She is an Amy Sedaris character come to life. If you've ever seen the show Strangers with Candy, she is Stranger. Candy, not Stranger. She is Candy. And she dresses fun. She is, as you said, very animated. But unfortunately, she does find herself on the wrong side of a lot of different takes. This one involving her former player, Brittany Griner. Now, she has said nothing about Brittany Griner's detainment in Russia, and she was specifically asked about it yesterday. And with what I would describe as a smug little smirk, she said she's not going to be addressing it, which I find to be heartless and very inappropriate. And I'm not the only one. We had outcry across social media, and then also former Baylor players weighing in of the Indiana Fever. Queen Egbo tweeted, a player that built Baylor, 2 national titles, and a 40-0 record, yet her former coach refuses to say anything or simply just show any kind of support. Keep that in mind when you're choosing schools. And I think that that's a good sentiment. Is this the person that you want to be putting your safety and well-being in the hands of, because that is what a college coach is. This is someone who is going to craft you in very formidable years of your life. And Brittany Griner, we are not talking about a bench warmer. We are talking about someone who put Baylor women's basketball on the map, made them a national powerhouse, and she is detained in enemy territory, and you can't say anything publicly. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's very sad. And I still don't understand why Brittany Griner has not come home to us yet.
I know.
I don't understand what's taking so long. My moron of the week hails from my alma mater. He is the head football coach of the Northwestern Wildcats, Pat Fitzgerald. And I have an ode for him later on in the show. We're going to get to all of my Northwestern woes later. But he is the biggest moron because Northwestern, as all of you know, lost to Miami of Ohio on Saturday night. Just absolutely terrible. They go to beat Nebraska. They lose to Duke. They lose to Southern Illinois. And then they lose to Miami of Ohio at home. Terrible. So it's in the third quarter. It's 4th and 4. The Northwestern offense has done nothing throughout the game. Not one thing. They turned over the ball. It's a disaster. They're on the Miami of Ohio 27-yard line. Easy field goal range. Very makeable field goal range. And it is a tie game. It's a tie game. And what does Pat Fitzgerald do on 4th and 4? He goes for it. And guess what? He didn't get it. And guess what? Northwestern lost by 3 points.
Oh, dear.
So I'm just so done with him. He's a moron. I have an ode for him, as I mentioned, later in the show that we're going to get to. But Pat Fitzgerald, you are my moron of the week.
Okay, in lighter news, now we move to our mensch of the week. And I could do an entire episode about who I am picking this week. It is, oh boy. And there was a lot going on Friday night. I was seeing all the footage from Dodger Stadium. I think every single person I know was at Dodger Stadium to watch Albert Pujols get $6.99 and $700. So kudos to him. We basically have a grandfather doing it at this point. It's very sweet to me. But the footage coming out of Roger Federer's final match, they show him, he is holding back tears. Obviously, his career has meant so much to so many. He is, in my estimation, the GOAT, because I don't think anyone has impacted men's tennis the way that he has. And then they show Rafael Nadal, his fiercest competitor. We are talking about Magic and Bird. Like, they went head to head constantly. The reason each one of them doesn't have more majors is because of the other one. And Rafael Nadal is sobbing. Now, this is a Spanish man, so we know that he's probably much more in tune with his emotions than American men feel comfortable doing. But to see two fierce competitors sobbing as they're sitting on a tennis court. Oh my gosh, Megan, I was so overcome with emotion. I thought it was so beautiful. And I thought it really spoke to men's and women's tennis in a wonderful way. To say we can compete against each other. We may be foes on the court, but we are actual family. We are friends and we love each other and we lift each other up. And I really thought it was like the best that sports has to offer. I thought it was really beautiful.
You are a resident tennis expert. I love it. You get so passionate about tennis. You're so into tennis. I watched the U.S. Open. It was fantastic, but I'm not as into tennis as you are. So I appreciate the passion that you bring to tennis for us.
Thank you.
I was going to do Albert Pujols as my mention of the week because,
yes.
Although I'm very upset that I didn't bet on it, what a sight to see. And as you mentioned, he's a grandpa. So Eddie, do you have any mentions, morons, anybody you'd like to
Eddie's got something.
To? I know it's been a real rough day for all of our listeners. I would just like to inform you that Eddie lost a bet last night to our boss, Cousin Sal. And because he lost, he had to be punished, as one does. And today, he had to wear a salmon on his head for the duration of a podcast. So, Eddie, do you want to inform us on how you're doing?
It was tuna for the big tuna for
tuna.
Bill Parcells, coach of the Giants, coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So I went to Ralph's, and I got a tuna steak from Ralph's.
Now, what is Ralph's?
It's like
it's a grocery store.
Albertsons.
Top notch. Love it.
Generic, yeah, grocery store. I will say I do not, you know, Ralph's great grocery store. I wouldn't eat the seafood from there. I would not eat their tuna, their any kind of stuff. You don't know how long it's been sitting out. It got pretty gnarly, and that was on my head from about 8:30 to, like, almost noon.
Oh, so now how big of a piece of tuna was this?
It was big. It was probably the size of my entire hand, like, sitting on my head like that. And I wore it for Against All Odds, took it off for a bit in between before extra points started, and it, like, whatever juice came from it kind of, like, made my hair hard in the top, and I had to rinse it out. Didn't do the full shampoo, though, because I had to record extra points. Then right after, did it again, and then it like, really started to turn color. Got, like, dark around the edges, and it started to smell. It was bad. And then I did shampoo, so my hair is clean now, and that is now wrapped up and thrown out in the garbage. So I guess I am the moron of the week for losing the Kappa Consequences and agreeing to do that. That bet, and yeah, it stinks that the Giants lost. But, like, I'm a man of my word, and I did it for both pods, and Sal called me a mensch for going along with the bet. It's all in good fun. I'm all for the content, but I would have liked a better outcome.
Now, yeah. Eddie, I think I'm a little disappointed that you disposed this tuna. And I'm disappointed in myself that I called it salmon instead of tuna. I should have known the great Bill Parcells. But I'm even more disappointed that you threw it away, because if you would have kept it, I think that's another great Kappa Consequences.
Someone has to eat the tuna that was on your head.
It's funny you said that, because that actually was – that almost happened today. What Sal then asked was, like, since Jada does food shows for Spectrum News, my girlfriend, for those who don't know, and would she eat the piece of tuna from my head? And then Joel was like, it may actually get her sick and send her to the hospital or kill her, because if you eat fish that's been sitting out for X amount of hours – especially with the Ralph selection, we don't know how long that's been sitting out. It could cause some issues. And that piece of fish was on my head for, like I said, almost 4 hours. So I think it probably would have been bad. And I don't. But she did agree. She was a good sport. She was like, "Yeah, I would do it." She's like, "As long as you sear it first, I would try a piece." But I wouldn't even put her through that. And my dad, who's a good, he's fished his entire life. He used to have a boat and stuff like that. He knows how to do offshore fishing. Quite a bit of years, he was like, yeah, just discard that, get rid of that. It's not going to be good.
And so. See, and I bet Sal heard that and was like, that's great content. We get a GoPro. She's in the ambulance. I mean, now we can be betting the over under on days she's going to have to be in there. Now, see, my husband is anaphylactic to all seafood. And so one of the things for baby Conrad is we're having to introduce him to seafood immediately. So the first thing that Conrad ever ate outside of breast milk and formula was canned salmon juice. So, Eddie, if you think you're upset, imagine the look my baby gave me when I gave him canned salmon juice to see if he would get sick. You know, just a little, I'm calling my parenting style guessing and checking. Today I realized that I was washing his bottles with baby shampoo. It comes in the same bottle as the soap, the dish soap. And I'm like, this is not good. And I don't even know how long I've been doing this. So CJ's like, should we rewash everything? I'm like, yeah, but he seems fine.
Oh my gosh. That is too funny. I know I'm messed up in the head, because last year when we did the bathwater thing, where someone had to drink Scott's bathwater, and as Eddie was speaking about eating this tuna, part of me is kind of like, I want to do it.
You're sick.
And I just am like, why am I like this? Why did I want to, like, a small part of me, not a large part, just like a tiny fraction of me wanted to lose to drink Scott's bathwater. And also, if I was living with Eddie, I would just eat it right away. I'd be like, I don't care. I won't get sick. Watch me.
It's the same part of you that wants to run marathons. Like, that is a true, like, you're a masochist. That's what it's called. That's what you are.
Yes.
And I'm happy to know you.
All right, on that note, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about all things NFL.
All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars, because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars empire. And you know what it is that sets Caesars Sportsbook and Casino apart from the others? It's the perks. It's the only sports betting app with Caesars Rewards, so every time you place a bet, win or lose, you get reward credits, which could use towards game tickets, bonuses, experience, free stays at iconic Caesars destinations, and more. And your very first bet? Check this out, Harry. It's on Caesars. Up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, and Caesars Sportsbook and Casino plays by the rules. They comply with all the legalities of the sports betting world. So here comes the lengthy, unabridged National Responsible Gaming Disclaimer. Yes, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit connexontario.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we are back, and as we mentioned at the top of the show, the Colts are in the win column. Finally, they are 1-1-1
with
their victory coming over the Kansas City Chiefs. Megan, you weren't able to watch the game, but what analysis and reaction do you have from Colts Nation?
So I knew this was going to happen. The Colts are very much like me in my high school tennis career. We lose to the stinkers and we put up a great fight against the good teams. So it's like they end up rising to the occasion and they really had nothing to lose. You know, I mean, they were the laughing stock. They were, and I honestly, like, the Colts are a small enough market that when they got shut out by the Jags, who are also a small market, I go, no one will be talking about this. You know, like, this is brutal for me, but it's not New York. It's not Monday Night Football. Sorry, that was Salton Eddie's wound. But it's like, it doesn't matter. No one will care. No, they had it on PTI. They got it on NFL Live. We had to talk about it on this show. I'm like, no, 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 no. And so I knew this was going to happen. I picked the Colts in my Pick'em League, which I won this week. I guess 13 games correct. Thank you. I picked them in this against the spread league. And so I wound up tying for first with Martin. I knew they were going to do this. I listened to some of it. And then I said, I actually can't listen to this. Special teams, baby. Bubba Ventrione, my man. I love him. And I was able to see the last minute of the game. So I did see the interception. And I knew it was going to happen. And I think Shaq Leonard knew it was going to happen. There's an amazing reaction video of him just sort of pacing up and down. And the thing is, if someone was going to do it, it would have been Shaq Leonard, but we didn't have him. So we needed someone else to step up. Oh, it felt so good. And now we're 1-1-1, which sounds like the hotline you call when you're car gets towed. Like, it does not sound like a sports record. It sounds like I'm drunk and I don't know where I am. Dial 111 and we'll get you out of trouble, or that's the Colts record. So I'm feeling pretty good, and maybe these Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't know, maybe they're for real.
I know, they're 3-0 and they've been impressive. Trevor Lawrence has looked really good, and we're going to get into some way too early MVP talk later on. I do think Trevor Lawrence's name could be mentioned in that conversation. What I do think was hilarious about the Colts' victory was just a couple weeks ago on this show, Megan Fun of Sports, you were very upset about the Colts' kicker situation because they had to cut Rodrigo Blankenship. And then it turns out that the reason the Chiefs lost is because they don't have a kicker.
Yeah.
So I did think that was quite funny. Elsewhere,
you need a kicker in the NFL. That is something that that we have learned. A kicker is actually kind of important.
Yes. Yeah, and a snapper. Long snapper, very important, you know? I mean, all of those ancillary roles. I don't know if that's, you know, everybody is important. Okay, elsewhere in the NFL, I just really need to discuss this. Sunday Night Football was sort of a dud. But the afternoon game was Brady versus Rodgers. It's not the Brady versus Rodgers that we're used to because these guys are just a little old now. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Brady versus Rodgers in Tampa, Tampa's home opener. Brady takes the field to do his warm-up, and he is wearing this shirt that has a picture of a young Tom Brady on the shirt. And what did it say on the shirt? I'm pulling it up right now. This t-shirt has a picture of young Tom Brady on the back. It looks like a school photo. And it says, "Greatness lasts forever." Underneath it, it says Brady. Now, it's a little weird wearing a t-shirt with your own picture on it. Let alone a picture from, I don't know, maybe your middle school days. I think it's very egotistical, and I don't think Tom even realizes it because I think he's just so far gone. He's just so gone that he has no idea that socially this is the weirdest thing that you could possibly do, to walk around with a t-shirt with a picture of yourself on it. Do you have any thoughts on this? I know you're going to feel bad for him.
No, I'm not going to feel bad for him. No, I'm not going to feel bad for him. I think the one maybe saving grace is that in the picture, he's not as hot as he is now. So it's I think he's you can, you know, everybody has these terrible school pictures where that's not a terrible school picture. It's not
like the ones with the lightning in the back that you just had to have.
Yeah. Or you have headgear on, or your mom forgot it was that day and your hair's not brushed or whatever. So it's he's obviously kind of a notorious hunk now, and in this photo he's not as hunkish, so it's maybe if I were to make a look, I have a t-shirt on right now with Cher, and it's Cher looks incredible here, and we know Cher does not wake up looking like this. This is what I actually wake up looking like, and I would not put this face that you're seeing right now on a t-shirt. I would only wear a t-shirt of myself looking the hottest I've ever looked. And so that's that would be real crazy Tom Brady. I think you will like this though. My sister-in-law is a Packers fan. And so my nieces, who are the little cutest gals on earth, they go back and forth between wearing Colts gear and Packers gear. And since it's NFC and AFC, we're all fine with it. I love cheese. They love corn. We're good. So on Sunday, my niece had on Packers gear. She's 3 years old, and she kept calling the Bucks, who the most famous player of all time they've ever had is Tom Brady. She kept calling them the skeleton team. And I think it's because of how his face looks. And I was like, maybe it's because, you know, they've got that buccaneer who's like a pirate. But I honestly think she saw him, and she is a lover of Coco. Like I mentioned, he does look like the uncle from Coco. And I think she saw him and goes, oh, those are skeletons. The Packers are playing skeletons.
He has lost a considerable amount of weight, it seems. The face is concerning, as we talked about last week. This whole greatness lasts forever. I just think that picture doesn't really align with the caption. Yeah. Maybe something like Botox can make you hotter, or I don't know, some type of slogan that is different than that. I just thought it was so bizarre. Also, Tom Brady on the sideline, we didn't see any footage of tablets being smashed this week, but you could tell he had that enraged look in his eye where he wanted to smash a tablet. And then we were watching the Patriots game on Sunday, and I saw Mac Jones did smash a tablet on the sideline. And I just want to say, I think that Brady is, you know, he's setting the raw message, mm-hmm, setting right. a bad example for these younger quarterbacks, because you see the greatest of all time have a temper tantrum. Oh, suddenly everybody can have a temper tantrum. And then suddenly, you know, we're going to have a tablet shortage in the NFL, and it's going to be a real problem. So, Tom, just watch yourself with that. And another thing I wanted to bring up on this was, did you see Erin Andrews on the sideline during that game?
I did. I saw her, you know, she's got the wear line. And so I saw her like displaying all of that in the Bucks get like not gift shop, but like the Bucks pro shop. And then, yeah, she had on a sort of like a Carmen Sandiego-esque hat.
She did, which I think looks great. Like, you know, didn't want to do my hair going out on the town, getting a glass of wine with all the girls. Just seemed a little out of place on the sideline.
Yeah, so she, I think, tweeted that it was like 100 degrees, and I'm sure really bad humidity because they're in Florida.
Ball cap.
She's one of those gals, and Megan, you're one of these gals too, that like you can just wear everything. You know, like anything looks good on you because you're blonde and hot and thin. And so it's like, yeah, if I put that hat on, it'd be like, what's going on with this woman? I would look like I was on my way to Betty Ford. Like it would be she's had a psychological break. Get her locked up. But you put it on a hot woman and it's like, how chic? How chic is that? And that's like, it made me, you know, she was in like white and then cream and then what, like she had multiple different shades and it's like, it just all works for her because she's hot.
She is hot. I just thought that it was a very out of place hat.
Oh, listen, the hat was
Erin
crazy.
Erin Andrews, do your thing.
No, the hat was crazy.
It was a little out of place to me. I was like, where are we? Are we, you know?
Yeah, because she had to fly with that hat. And then I'm like, does she have one of those cool hat boxes? You know, our grandmothers had hat boxes and they're gorgeous. I love an old hat box. But you can't pick up that hat in Tampa. Once I was in Tampa and I forgot all of my underwear. And so I had to go in a Sprinter van, have like a sound guy drive me to a Walmart to pick up underwear before a show. And so I walked in decked out, you know, hair, makeup, no underwear. And I'm in this Walmart and I'm like, God, I am truly like the hottest woman that these people have ever seen. Like I looked so good in this Walmart. I was like, I could convince them I'm Kate Middleton right now. I think I could have.
You could have stolen the hat or the underwear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could have gone in and been like, this is my underwear line, actually. So I'll be taking this for sampling. And they would have been like, yeah, sure. There she is, Mrs. Underwear.
On a similar topic with underwear, I had to evacuate Florida earlier because there is a hurricane. And now I'm staying in Connecticut. And since I had just got back from the West Coast last week, not all the laundry was done. So I didn't have enough underwear for this extended trip. So I actually made a trip to Target today to purchase underwear in Connecticut.
Target's a better stop. My Walmart underwear, I don't know if it's holding up.
Okay, we should move on to the other game that everybody is talking about. The Dolphins, behind their quarterback Tua, got a win over the unstoppable Bills. And the clip that stole the attention of the internet was the coach's meltdown, complete meltdown in the booth. Megan, you sent this to me during the game, and you said that this was just perfect.
He's a hero. I know we just ended by saying Tom Brady needs to worry about the example he's setting, but there is something about just like, listen, this is how we felt. And the way they lost the game was rage inducing. They could have kicked a field goal. They simply ran out of time. And there's something about when teams run out of time that feels extra excruciating. And you saw players collapsing after this. Like there was a player on the Dolphins and the Bills just laying there because it's like, it's hot. They were week three. So our conditioning's probably like not up exactly where it needs to be. And they're giving it everything they have because this is for the top of the AFC and probably has home field advantage. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. We don't really know if the Dolphins are going to be able to maintain what's happening, but there are actual playoff implications, even in week three with these teams going up against each other. And this temper tantrum, and I love the other coaches in the box just like sitting there. Like it's like, yeah, we kind of just need to let him go off. Like he deserves this moment.
It was offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, and it was just classic. I'm so happy that the television crew had the camera in the booth capture this moment. And I just want to point out that the Bills, I know they ran out of time, but this is not the only time that they've run out of time. We watched them run out of time in the playoffs last year against the Chiefs. And I want to bring up that the Bills have not won a one-score game since the 2020 playoffs. So this is a time when you look at it as a coaching staff and you're like, what the hell is wrong with us in close game situations? Because you have a team that's ready to win a Super Bowl or at least go to the Super Bowl. And if you can't win a one-score game, I'm sorry, but I don't think you deserve to hoist that Lombardi trophy. Another thing that made me laugh about this is like, you know, there's not a lot of female coaches in the NFL. You can probably count on one hand, maybe two hands.
No, they all have a commercial because they're like, look, yes. And it's like, okay. But like, if you have to make a commercial for every single one, then there's not enough of them.
Exactly. Men in rage make me laugh so hard because us women, when we're upset, it looks a lot different than Ken Dorsey just having a meltdown in this coach's booth. Like every man, you know, they're like, yeah, one time in college I punched a wall.
Oh yeah.
It's just a rite of passage. Every man you meet has at one point put their fist through a wall. I don't care if they're the kindest person in the world. I don't care if they volunteer their extra time at soup kitchens. They've all put their fist through a wall at some point. And I would just love to see the woman's reaction to something like this. I think it would just be like chugging a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. There would definitely be tears. What do you think that would look like?
I think a woman would definitely, I've thrown a phone before.
Oh, you did? We heard about your wedding where you threw a computer. Gronk spiked a computer.
I Gronk spiked my husband's computer mere days before our wedding. So I do think that's possible. But if we saw a woman have that meltdown that he had, she'd be in jail right now. Like it would be full on. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think that that would be, I almost wonder, did he know that there was a camera in there? Like, I guess they must know that we cut to them because we do cut up to those booths to like, you know, Dan Quinn's happy to have him. Like, it's like, there are noteworthy coordinators that we like to check in on, but I want to know what his wife said to him when he came home. Like, did you know there was a camera up there? Are you proud of yourself? Like, if they go on to win the Super Bowl, I hope he is able to have a laugh about this. And I hope at, like, his 50th birthday, they, like, play that on a loop on a big screen while everyone's getting drunk. Because it really was just, I thought, perfect. I thought really captured an incredible sentiment.
Well, I love when like the players' wives or girlfriends or mothers or whoever always capture their child watching the game. And then the child goes, da-da, da-da. It's like always such a cute moment. So like if the kid is watching and then suddenly sees dad on the screen, it's like, dad's mad.
Starts crying.
Oh, it'd be so good. Another moment that we need to talk about in the Bills-Dolphins game was the quarterback, Tua. Obviously, he didn't have the best day. This game was dominated. I think the Bills had like over 90 offensive plays compared to the Dolphins 50-something or other, and still the Dolphins were able to win. But Tua took a pretty bad fall, and he was, I think, concussed. He did not go into concussion protocol. It is under investigation by the league. There is a non-biased representative on the sideline that, like, runs them through the protocol. That's not for the Dolphins. That's not for the Bills. It's just their job to make sure the protocol. And he cleared him, so I think it's okay. But watching Tua get up and then immediately fall down and then come back into the game, it felt like when your friend who's had too many drinks is like, I swear I can drive. I swear. And everyone's like, I don't know about that. And then they go to their car and they fall, or they, you know, do some, hit the horn or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, I think the unbiased person judging this was probably getting a lap dance from a Miami stripper and was like, hey, yeah, he's good. He looks good. Because it was like, I think
he might have been. There is a club in the stadium.
Yeah, I bet that's where he was. That's what I would be doing. I'd be like, call me if you think there's a concussion. I'll look at their eyes. And then he's like, nah, he's good. He's good.
Well, I think he was definitely concussed. But good for Tua that he is now, he's moved on to 3-0. I mentioned how Sunday Night Football was a snooze fest, but the day... Oh, this was actually from last week's game. I don't know if you saw this on social media. There was the Eagles-Vikings game on Monday night. I found out about this because I just opened my regular Google, and it said, and I quote, "Big butt girl goes viral at Eagles-Vikings game." So I had to click on it. I had no choice. Had to click on it.
Yeah.
And there is this picture of this woman with the hashtag Fly Eagles Fly, decked out in Eagles gear. She, you can tell she's a Philadelphia girl. And she has a very, very large butt. And right behind her is a Minnesota Vikings fan looking at her the way that all of those people in Walmart looked at you when you walked in that day.
Yeah.
Because they don't have butts like that in Minnesota.
Yeah, and I honestly, you know, I like to think of myself as a Brazilian butt lift connoisseur. I think there's a chance this might be a real butt.
You do?
I do.
So I did some creeping, and I went to her Instagram page, and I think the exact opposite. I think there's no chance this butt's real.
Okay, interesting. I'm looking at the thighs, and the thighs do match the butt for me. For me, they do. And I just think Philadelphia probably has butts like that.
Philly, I mean, especially if she's from the Jersey area of Philly. But her profile says on Instagram that she's a vegan. I don't know how you get that butt if you're vegan.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
She's also a personal yoga teacher. And in parentheses, it says donation based.
No.
So maybe she had a big donation given to her. Good for her. I mean, she looks great. She's watching the Eagles, but the Minnesota fans aren't used to butts like this.
But aren't, if you're a personal yoga instructor, doesn't that mean you're doing it mostly for rich people? And shouldn't that they be paying? Are we not? This is making
a donation.
This is when I realize we're not taxing the rich enough, because we just got people out here getting free yoga. No, you got to pay for yoga.
Have to pay for yoga.
That's not a yoga body either. You know, I always think of yoga bodies as those like really thin, like when you, a yoga body, it's like, you'll have a friend that's like, yeah, my boyfriend and I broke up. Now he's dating a yoga instructor. That's like a classic LA thing. And New York
and
Chicago.
I've never met a yoga instructor that's not hot.
Oh, no. They're all hot. And I have a guy friend who moved out to LA to be an actor. And then he was so hot, he became a yoga like guru and is a yoga model. And now he lives in Thailand and his wife is also a yoga instructor and they're both hot. And now they have a hot baby.
I hate when two hot people have a hot baby too. It's come on.
Two hot yoga instructors that live in freaking Thailand. Or maybe it's Indonesia. I don't know. But they're hot somewhere. And he's always like, I'm an expat. You can be one too. It's like my face can't go across the pond. I have to stay here. I don't have the body to move to a different country. Okay? This is This is where I live. I'm hot in America. If I go to Denmark, they're like, what's going on with you, girl?
Is there anything else we should bring up from Sunday night for football? The Patriots are probably the most boring team in the NFL, and now their quarterback is hurt. I'm dying to know who's going to play quarterback, because if it's Brian Hoyer, this team's in trouble. Maybe we have a chance of seeing Ryan Fitzpatrick come back? Maybe?
I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick has this cushy Amazon deal, though. So it's like he's going to go from sitting next to Carissa Thompson to get knocked around? No siree. Couldn't find
getting
me.
Getting yelled at by Bill Belichick?
Brian Hoyer. Now, Megan, he was on the Colts for a stint. And the last Colts game I went to in person, pre-pandemic, arranged my entire bridal shower around it so I could go to the jersey retirement of my favorite Colts player of all time, Dwight Freeney. And then I have to sit there and watch Brian Hoyer get his ass kicked. And I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I did not feel bad for him. And they sent him packing like immediately. So he went Patriots, Colts, Patriots. And I think there were some stops in between. So
yeah, he went to San Francisco and then came back. And then, you know, he's been around the Patriots for a while now. And
boy.
He's not good. He's no. also getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Listen, I think one of the, like, God, it's just like you watch on Sundays and, or on Saturdays and you see all these coaches and you're like, if you could just get one job as a coach, you're going to get fired at some point, but then you're just going to get rehired again. Like, you're set. If you have one job, even if it goes bad, you're set. If you're a backup quarterback and you have like one or two games a year where you show some flashes, you're set. You're going to get signed by another team. So Brian Hoyer is that guy and he's capitalized off it financially. So good for him. But it's going to be a disaster when he yeah. starts for the Patriots. And at this point, I'm just looking ahead to the draft. I love Eddie's guy, Mayer, the tight end out of Notre Dame. I would love to see the Patriots get him. They drafted two tight ends just, what, 3 years ago in the third round. They're both already out of the league, Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene. So I would love to see them get Mayer out of Notre Dame. And that's what I'm doing this year. I'm just looking ahead to the draft.
So I'm looking at this upcoming week's lines, and the Packers are getting 10.5 against the Patriots. That's a lot.
Yes, and I'm not surprised by it. I don't think this game will be close whatsoever. Speaking of the Packers and the line, last week I won my first bet of our betting segment, Megan. I finally won. I kept it simple. I bet the Packers to cover against the Bucks, and I'm still in the red in our betting segment. However, I am close to being out of the red. So,
congrats
very
to
happy.
You.
How'd you do last week?
I actually don't know. I've lost all. I don't know what's up and what's down. I think I won. I think I did. I don't know, Megan. I'm sorry. I'm such a bad gambler. I don't even know if I'm winning or losing.
All right. Well, let's do a little, before we take a quick break, let's do a little way too early MVP talk. Do you have any inklings here on who you like for MVP?
You know, I don't think anyone has really emerged yet. I think there's been some real disappointments and mm-hmm. you see some people getting knocked out, you know, like it's like, I think Josh Allen, it's probably already done for him. Not going to happen.
Wow. And he's still the favorite.
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he's looked very good. I don't think he's looked very good. I think
what about this, Monday night? He looked pretty good then.
I think this Justin Herbert injury takes him out of it.
That's a fiasco. He shouldn't have even been playing.
No, there used to be this podcast called Dr. Death. They need to feature the Chargers team doctor. I mean, this man, can we sue on behalf and get the money?
I was talking about job security and like all these backup quarterbacks and how they're set. Like, I want the deal that this Chargers doctor has because, I mean, he ended someone's career and he still has a job.
I think there's a world where you have down Trevor Lawrence to Jalen Hurts. There's obviously like chance for him. I don't think it's going to be any of those three. I think it'll end up being like a Rodgers. It's just so boring. You know, maybe
great
even
value on Rodgers right now, +2,000. You could win a lot of money.
Maybe even a Cooper Cup, because yep. Jonathan Taylor ain't gonna be him. Unfortunately,
it's always a quarterback. It's always a quarterback. The value right now at Tua is +1,700. Mahomes, you could still get a +700. I do think it is a little too early to tell, but hey, listen, there are some players making their cases, and I do think Trevor Lawrence could be one of them. This Jacksonville team looks pretty good. Okay, what is your bet for this week? And this week you're going to remember it.
I'm going to remember it. I was just looking at this. Whew. So the Dolphins are getting 3.5. Now, this is the Thursday night game. I think the Bengals, I'm going to take the Bengals. I am.
Okay. You're going to take the Bengals. With the points, or are you just taking money line?
I'm going to take with the points. Yeah.
With the points. Okay.
Yep.
$50 on the Bengals with the points. And I am going to stick where my bread was buttered. And I am going to take the Kansas City Chiefs -1.5 against Tampa. Now, we will keep our eyes on that game because there is talk that it could be moved to Minnesota because Minnesota is playing across the pond in London this week, and there is a hurricane going through Tampa. So if that game doesn't happen, I will take the Packers money line, $50. Listen, I'm not getting fancy here. I'm in the red. I'm trying to get back into the green.
Yeah. I also think you could make a pretty good argument that that this London game, I think you could take the under 44 at where it's set right now. I feel like those London games are not high scoring. The Saints quarterback is Jameis Winston. I think we're good. Kirk Cousins, I'm sure, is going to be better. But I think you could be safe to go under 44 for the London game as well.
And the unders have been clipping at like a 77% rate, except for last night when I had it. It screwed me. But it's fine. I came out $200 positive last night. In case anybody wanted to know, no one asked, but I'm telling you anyways. All right. Shall we take a quick break and come back and talk about the NBA?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back. And so is the NBA. Did you see all the pictures today of the players returning back to school?
Oh, I do. I saw Patrick Beverley say that if he had to pick a best friend, it's Russ. And I said, this man is insane. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited that he's in Los Angeles and that the insanity gets to just surround me for the next year. Very, very exciting.
The Sixers put out all these pictures. My first day of school, it says training camp. James Harden had one that said he's 13 years old. His teacher is Mr. Rivers. His favorite song is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. His favorite book is Harry Potter. And his favorite food is pizza. We know James Harden because you are, in fact, always high. But outside of the exciting NBA news that the players are returning, there is a little bit of a gray cloud
scandal
right over Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm really confused about this whole story because the report came out that Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, is suspended for having a relationship that violated his contract that was allegedly consensual with a female staffer in the Celtics organization. Now, if this was consensual and it happened within house, I'm confused to as why the Celtics public relations department allowed this information to get out. You have a team, a young team, that made it to the NBA finals. It's clear that both people, if this was a consensual relationship, were violating some contract at some point. How does this story get out of house and now talked about on national television anywhere? They're everywhere. There has to be something more to this story. And I'm questioning if this was a consensual relationship.
I think there's definitely things we don't know. I think there's a chance, too, that the relationship was consensual and then at some point they broke up or it got messy and then there was some form of harassment or inappropriate words exchanged. And you do have to recall, this is the head coach. So he is at the top of the organization. And so they may deem it inappropriate to have a consensual relationship with a subordinate within the organization. I don't know how much of it is like, well, it was an affair. You know, he is engaged to a famous woman, a famous hot woman. So there's a lot of things that end up making this story bigger than it would have been. The Celtics just went to the NBA Finals. He's a first-time coach. He's in a relationship with a Hollywood starlet. There's a lot going into it. I don't understand. I think you either keep him or you fire him. Like the suspension mm-hmm. for a year seems really distracting to me. And if there was something more, which I think we both are kind of reading between the lines that there was something inappropriate at some point, then I think you go, hey, you know what? Thanks for a great season. We got to move in another direction. To keep him around for a year, and they haven't even committed to him past the year. So it's like, just you keep him or fire him. I don't understand. It really does feel mishandled on every level. And I don't know how much of that is Ime Udoka's camp getting out in ahead of it. There's a lot of people saying they leaked consensual to Shams and to Woj, so that would be the word that everybody fixates on. But if it was just, hey, these two had an affair, because as this news was breaking, I go, I know of an NCAA basketball coach who had a consensual affair that ended in I believe children being born out of wedlock. And I know that he's still the coach. So these things do end up happening and they're not great, but there's got to be other stuff that we don't know. And if that's the case, then why do we know what we do know? You know, I know that's like,
why do we know what, you know,
you know, you know, it's really gray, but I think the people like clinging to consensual, it's like, I don't think that's the full story. But even with the Celtics knowing the full story, I think the year suspension is odd.
The whole story is bizarre. I think this is going to be a lost season for the Celtics. I mean, you have all of this mess going into the season with Ime Udoka. Jaylen Brown is upset because he's been in trade rumors. I think this whole thing just implodes. Yeah. The windows are short for NBA teams to have a title run. I think this is the curse of the Boston Celtics, and people will be talking about this for years. This ends the Boston sports run. First, it was Brady leaving. Then it was Ime Udoka sleeping with somebody, and it's all over for Boston sports. It ends just like this.
I feel terrible for Nia Long. Like, to be cheated on is so brutal. I don't think it's ever happened to me, knock on wood. I don't know why I'm knocking on wood.
Been cheated on before.
But to be cheated on and then it be breaking world news, that's brutal. Like, that is
But
so
maybe they had
difficult.
An arrangement because, okay, so Ime is a former player, and we know this. Players are married, and it's like, you know, they're married when they're home, and they're not married when they're on the road. I mean, it's just sort of like this athlete code.
100%. But you know what that arrangement usually is? Do not embarrass me. Do mm-hmm. keep your business together and don't embarrass me, and I don't want to know. And this is peak embarrassment. And the thing is, she'll be fine. There's already like congressmen tweeting at her. It's like, you're thirsty, you're in a re-election, why don't you focus on that, sir? So she's gonna be fine. She's truly one of the most gorgeous, talented, hottest, amazing women. But they've been together a long time. They have a kid together. They're engaged. It's really not. I do. If I'm cheated on and it's on a ticker at the bottom, there's going to be a cut off. And if you got to bleep that, Eddie, you got to bleep that.
I love that. Well, a common conversation that's been going on in my household this week is, would you rather have Ime Udoka as your head coach or Tony La Russa as your head coach? And now this is a difficult situation because you have to decide whether you're on the side of drunk driving or you're on the side of potential damning sexual things going on and cheating on your wife, which obviously both are bad. I think I'd pick Ime because Tony La Russa is an absolute disaster. He completely ruined the White Sox. They're dead. They're out for the season. They were supposed to be this team that could potentially go to the World Series, and they're out. But the positive bright light in all of this is that the White Sox announced last week that Tony La Russa will not be back for the 2023 season. Thank you, Jesus.
And so that's why I would pick Tony La Russa, because he's not going to be there. But the thing is, neither is Ime, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lose-lose. You don't want to be on either side of history. You don't want to be on the wife cheating side. You don't want to be on the drunk driving side. So neither are really good. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball news, Aaron Judge, 60 home runs. And I love this because we are officially on home run watch. Every broadcast that you watch breaks in. Breaking news, Aaron Judge is up to bat. And I get excited, like maybe we will see this happen live.
Yeah, it is exciting. And it feels like, do we call it the steroid era? I don't remember what we refer to as that time. But I do remember it like as kids, and it'd be like, it was the home run race. And it kind of has that feel again. You know, I'm a Shohei Ohtani stan, and I have come to terms with that he is not going to win the MVP because of this this Judge surge. But stuff like this is good for baseball, because even someone like me who's like, they need someone 30 years younger as the commissioner of baseball, they need to make the game faster, they need to do all of these changes to sort of keep people interested. This does end up getting people interested. And I was looking at Dodgers tickets last night. Heck, I'm going to get a babysitter and go to a Dodgers game.
Are you going to get a hot dog too? You better.
Oh my God, I love Dodger dogs. I think they're delicious. I know they changed the brand of the hot dog. They're still good. Oh gosh, they're good.
There's nothing better than a hot dog at a baseball game. Okay, moving on to NCAA football. We have come to the point in the podcast where I must read you my ode to Northwestern's head coach, Pat Fitzgerald. I've been working on this. Dear Coach Fitz, we've had our good times. We've had our bad times. We've lost to many mid-majors. We've won the Big Ten West. We've laughed and we've cried. But it is now time to move on. If Northwestern wants to establish itself as one of the best programs in the Big Ten to match the best facilities, we need a coach that is not Pat Fitzgerald. He's done his job, but to get to the next level, we need him gone. So join me, Northwestern fans, in saying goodbye to Coach Fitz, and let's move on. Bring someone else in to coach. As long as it's not Urban Meyer, I am okay with any of them. Sincerely, Megan and the rest of the Northwestern community. He's gotta go, you guys. He's gotta go. And he's done great things. And this is the hardest thing. This is like your high school relationship, yep. Right? Like your first high love. School boyfriend that is so nice. He's so great. Your family loves him. You go to do the long distance thing and everyone knows it's not gonna work. And it can't end because no relationship ends well. It's not like, oh, it ended and we're still like BFFs. Like, you're just not gonna be, and that's what's gotta happen with Coach Fitz right now. He's got to go. And I know he's done a lot of really good things, but he's not doing anymore. He's reached his ceiling. Time to go. Move on. And he ruined, I had a 5-leg college football parlay. 5-leg that included your Purdue Boilermakers.
Who did win.
They did win. They were on the
money line. They squeaked it against a not good team, but okay.
USC had on the money line. They squeaked it. I had Alabama under first half. It hit by just 1 point. Thank God. I had Northwestern money line against Miami of Ohio, it did not hit. And I had one other leg that I can't remember. But everything in the parlay hit except Northwestern. So it's time. We've reached this point. It's time. Let us move on.
Megan, I have some breaking news, actually. The reason Tony La Russa will not be returning for the 2023 season is because he will be coaching the Northwestern Wildcats in football. So you got your wish. He left the White Sox. Fitz is gone. Tony's in. There you go.
Oh, my God. I will literally just jump into Lake Michigan and drown my body. It's enough. I've had enough. I can't take it anymore.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say Eddie's Notre Dame, I don't like to say fighting Irish, Irish win. Eddie, you feeling?
I think the logo should be different, though, if they do fighting Irish. Like, it should be some, like, redheads in a bar over a fight.
Well, when you were saying every man has punched a wall, I was thinking, like, anytime you go into an apartment and there's an Irish flag hanging, it's because someone punched a wall and then they just put the Irish flag over it to cover it. That's our move. Eddie, you feeling good? So you feeling good for my favorite hunk?
That was a really good win. I would not have been shocked if they lost that one on the road in UNC because they did kind of struggle through that game versus Cal. So this, you know, it was a really good offensive production game standpoint from Drew Pine, which they really needed, and the running game. So if they keep this up, great. They have a big game versus BYU in Vegas October 8th. So looking forward to that one. Marcus Freeman was pretty fired up after that win. So I think the fan base is feeling a little bit better after the Marshall loss.
Do you think BYU fans go to Vegas and like just lose it? Like what are they getting? Strawberry lemonade or like 17 sex workers? Like, I think the spectrum runs wild. I'll bet on that.
I was in Salt Lake City last week for work I've never been ID'd more in my life. And the other weird thing is, like, you can't order a double. So, like, if you were like, oh, I want a vodka soda double, they're like, no, that's not kosher.
And then the people, I did stand up there and they're coming up, they're like, I'm not Mormon. And it's like, okay, well, you still seem like a freak. Okay, Georgia Tech fired their head coach and athletic director. Isn't firing your athletic director in the middle of the season, it's kind of like firing your accountant. It's like, what big change is that going to do? They bring in the money. They run the pep rallies. I know they have important jobs, but it's like, I don't know if you need to fire them mid-season.
Do we think Urban Meyer will be coaching in college football next year?
Absolutely.
I do too.
College football has the least amount of like moral compass. It has the smallest moral compass that's why he's perfect for it. He will be back. He will be making a ton of money next year somewhere.
I ran past Gus Malzahn's house on Sunday. He lives in Orlando now. Used to be the head coach at Auburn, and everybody was talking about on our run how apparently there was a big story about how it was a downgrade of a house. I guess in Auburn, the coach lives in some large mansion.
I'm sure.
And then, that got me thinking because they're like, yeah, his realtor got him this house, you know, and it's nice. It's in a beautiful neighborhood, but it doesn't really stand out. And it got me thinking of another idea for us Megans is we should do like a house hunter situation where we are the realtors that find head coaches' houses because they have to move all the time.
I once met the woman who was the realtor for the Chicago Bulls and I was like, you are my hero. That is my dream job. Okay.
I think we could make this into a very entertaining TV show. We'd be going everywhere. I would love to do like SEC country.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a dream. Great idea. Florida-Tennessee ended up being a great game. Tennessee pulled it out. And then Arkansas-Texas A&M, those final few, it was truly wild.
Yes. And I didn't have money on any of those games, so it wasn't as stressful. And I was able to just watch it. Joe Tessitore really does make every play seem... He's got a little bit of Gus Johnson in him, just a little bit, a little flake.
College football is wild, and I'm glad Purdue won homecoming against Florida Atlantic. Oh God! So I think that's all we have this week.
That is all we have. Well, hopefully your Colts can stay on their winning ways. I really don't have much hope at all for the Patriots, so I'm just going to get more invested in my betting and my fantasy teams, which also sucked this week.
Yeah.
So it can really, truly only go up from here. Everybody, please stay safe. If you are in the Florida area, there is a hurricane coming, if you haven't heard. So everyone, please stay safe. And I hope all of your bets hit and that your picks are all correct. Thank you so much for listening to this show, and we will see you next week.
Go Horse!